أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال فاذهب فإن لك في الحياة أن تقول لا مساس وإن لك موعدا لن تخلفه وانظر إلى إلهك الذي ظلت عليه عاكفا لنحذقنه ثم لننسفنه في اليم نسفا إنما إلهكم الله الذي لا إله إلا هو وسع كل شيء علما صدق الله العظيم. These are ayah number 97 and 98 of Surah Taha, Musa alayhi salatu wassalam's conversation with Samiri, the person who caused the Bani Israel to worship the calf that was made out of gold. Musa alayhi salatu wassalam now confronts him and now meets out the punishment to him. And he says, قال, Musa alayhi salam says, فَذْهَبْ فَإِنَّ لَكَ فِي الْحَيَاةِ أَن تَقُولَ لَا مِسَاسِ. For certainly in this life, in the life of this world, in this dunya, the punishment will be أن تقول لا مساس, to say to people لا مساس, in other words, do not touch me. The reality of this was that now he was singled out and his punishment was that there will be nobody that will associate with him in any way whatsoever. It comes in the narration that if anybody associated with him, if anybody touched him, like the shaking of the hand, or in any other way whatsoever, he will also suffer with a fever as a consequence of it, and the person that touches him will also suffer from fever. So this created within him a degree of caution that now he would make sure that nobody touches him whatsoever. And in this way, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, through Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, meted out this punishment for him. And this will be the punishment of this world. وَإِنَّ لَكَ مَوْعِدًا لَن تُخْلَفَ. And then for you will be a promise that you will never be able to go against. And that is on the day of Qiyamah, the punishment of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that you will never be able to escape, you will never be able to violate. Whatever punishment Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives you in the akhirah, that will continue. وَانْظُرْ إِلَىٰ إِلَٰهِكَ الَّذِي ظَلْتَ عَلَيْهِ عَاكِفًا. Now the question with regards to this calf, Musa alayhi salatu wassalam says to him that look at your deity, this God that you have created, ظَلْتَ عَلَيْهِ عَاكِفًا, that you clung onto so greatly with such fervor, you remained stationed with it. Now see what will happen. So Musa alayhi salatu wassalam said, لَنُحَذِّقَنَّهُ, then we will burn this calf. ثُمَّ لَنَنْسِفَنَّهُ فِي الْيَمِّ نَصْفًا, and then we will throw its ashes into the ocean. Now one may question that this is gold and silver. So when gold and silver is melt, when it burns, it will melt, it will not become into ash. So there are many of those commentators that have narrated that when he put this piece of earth into this gold, then he turned into flesh and blood. And Musa alayhi salatu wassalam had it burnt, and it burnt into ashes. And then Musa alayhi salatu wassalam had it thrown into the ocean. Innama ilahukumullah. Certainly your ilah, your object of worship is Allah. This is the most important aspect of it, that Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, even after what has happened, Musa alayhi salatu wassalam reminds him about Allah, la ilaha illahu, that there is no object of worship but Allah. In other words, Allah is the only one that we will venerate in our hearts. Allah is the only one that we will worship. Allah is the only one that we will turn to for all our needs and whatever we desire. وَسِعَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ عِلْمًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's one other quality is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encompasses everything in so far as knowledge is concerned. This is now in opposition to your God, that your God doesn't even know its own existence. Your God doesn't even know how it came into existence. You talk to it, it doesn't hear you. You ask from it, it doesn't respond. And hence here, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows us once again the very, very important message that one is Samiri, whose name was also Musa, and one is Musa alayhi salam, Musa ibn Imran, the Nabi of Allah. We will have many, many people that will distract us from the ibadat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Like how Samiri put the Bani Israel into fitna with gold and silver, there will be many that will put us also into fitna, and their greed for gold and silver will always be there. We have to make the choice, the Nabi of Allah that guides us towards Allah Rabbul Izzat, and that is our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ki wa sattufiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallah wa bihamdi. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.